Tony, did you hit another button?
Yeah, I guess I hit mute and I kept it on. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jeff. I'd like to talk about Edge. The explain, demonstrate, guide, enable. For some things, but not very many things, Edge is a very effective model for what we do at COPE and climbing, but only for a relatively small piece. The learning styles section or discussion, be aware of different learning styles, but generally what we're going to do on a COPE course is describe the challenge, enable the participants to go through the challenge, and reflect upon the results using the, well, what happened? Okay, why did that happen? And what did we learn? What did you learn that you could use in the future? And that future could be, let's play this game over again. Something as simple as that. And help the participants understand that different people have different ways of coming to an understanding. I mean, I presume we've all been in groups where as soon as there's a challenge, everybody wants to just start doing something very active. And others are, well, let's think about this. Sensing versus intuitive. I've got to tell you, I am one of these people who once I've done something a particular way, I find it very, very difficult to do it that way again. I just am driven to come up with a different way of doing it. And fortunately, I have people working with me like James and Chuck who are really good about finding the best way of doing something and sticking to it.
Did you say we're stubborn?
I did not say that, Chuck. Stubborn stubborn is when something is being done and it's stupid, you keep doing it. No, that's not you or James. No.
Stubborn's a negative. You wouldn't do that.
Well, not knowingly at least. Thank you, Jeff. Visual versus verbal. I got to tell you, I'm a definite visual person. If someone is telling me something complex, I have to draw a picture. I have to see it, and then it will stick. Now that I think, well, sequential versus global, I'm some of one versus another. That URL that they have has a quiz that you can take that will tell you about your learning style. I would suggest go ahead, try it, take it with a grain of salt. Because your style, the way you best learn, probably changes throughout the day and sometimes throughout the week and depends upon your level of awakeness, awareness, and ability to focus. The important thing I would like you to take away with from Edge is where is it appropriate? Edge is very appropriate for skills that need to be done in a particular way. And that particular way is it's got to be done safely. Like spotting. Spotting is a great example of Edge. So when you're facilitating and you're demonstrating to the team about spotting, practice a pattern of doing this where the participants can do it right consistently. It's very common to talk too much or talk too little. With the too little, you get a high degree of variability. When you talk too much, you get people bored and they get creative. Spotting is not a time for people to be creative. Same sort of thing when going through belay processes. When we get into belaying, you'll find, or if you go online, you'll find several different styles of belaying. On our COPE course, we like to have just one form. It's called the CHOP. And when we get out into Corp course and we're on high elements, you'll see that demonstrated. There are many different forms. I would really like everyone just to use that one, because when you're on a course, we've only have a few belayers. You're very exposed. And until you develop that intuitive muscle memory, so your hand is always on the braking line, we want you to have both hands always on the brake line and not on the line that the climber is on. But we'll go into that in more detail. Hopefully this is all coming back to those who were on the course last year. You might remember the one form. Yes, it's kind of klutzy. There are more efficient ones, but this one is almost guaranteed to be the, well, I shouldn't say guaranteed. It is a solid process. Now, the reason I say this is back years ago, we had a belay method called slip, slap, slide, where you would pull the rope down, pull it through the belay device, and then lock it in place. There were more times than I could count where the person who was belaying put both hands on the rope and was pulling it down, or had a hand off of the brake part of the rope. And that is a very dangerous position. So anyway, so we talked about spotting and trust games, dealing with fear, the zones. Hopefully, one of these days, I'm going to come up with a diagram that has a reason for going into different directions. Because really, in a comfort area, going into a learning area where you're being discomforted, and then going too far and into a panic zone, that is almost just a linear process, not a two-dimensional process. But I think there's something to be said for the other dimensions also. But working on it. So if anybody ever sees a discussion about dealing with fear and talks about multiple dimensions, please let me know. So that's all I've got for this evening.